Blog Talk Radio.
Season. Amen. It is open door season in your life. And when is that? Right now. Amen. So just always remember that, you know, when you are in God and you ask whatever it is that you desire and it is in his will, he will open up doors. He will open up windows. But I like the part of the song when he says, you know, you go first, Lord, I'm right behind you. Remember, when he opens the doors, it means that he was already there before you, preparing the way for you. So all you have to do is follow Jesus and follow what the direction that he has given you for your life right now. Amen. So good evening, everyone. This is Pastor V, Pastor Valores, coming to you for Women Speak Now on this great Thursday. Pray that all is well with everyone that is listening to the broadcast on today. Pray all is well with the Now family. And everyone, miss you all, love you all still. Finally warming up over here in the north. Took a long time, but finally getting some warm weather. So we are just now enjoying springtime coming. Hopefully everyone had a great resurrection service, and everyone had a great Good Friday service. I just thank and praise God again, and I know Pastor E is on the line, and I know he'll jump in later, but I thank God for Pastor E. I thank God for his patience. Been doing a lot of training and traveling this season, so I'm going to definitely connect back in with you guys as soon as I possibly can. But let's get into the word today. And the word that I have, I hope encourages you. Because, again, when you're looking at the news, I was just reading again, trying to see what there were there any updates. I know that there was another mass shooting. There were two mass shootings today, and one, of course, was by an NFL player, and then another one. So right now, you know, I don't know, the pandemic situation seems to be changing from a coronavirus to a different type of virus, and that's just, you know, the evil virus. And so I want to try to speak to your hearts and mind today, encourage you, impart some word, some knowledge and some wisdom and some comfort to everyone right now, because as we're coming out of the quote unquote pandemic or to be coming out of the pandemic, I am an emergency responder for the Milwaukee Police Department. And it's just been homicides. It's just been a lot of deaths. So that's what we respond to whenever there is a homicide or untimely death, an infant death, suicide, drug overdose, and they want spiritual support on the scene. That's what we're called to. And right now, it's just high. I don't even know even how to explain it. Between January and February, we've already had 169 homicides. And I know for, you know, other cities, that's kind of low. But for us being a small city, that's kind of high with over 2,000 aggravated assaults reported in 2 months. That's including robbery. So I'm only giving you those numbers because, again, the new pandemic seems to be evil. And whether it is just the, well, we know what it is. But we also know that the minds of the people are not towards God. Their hearts are definitely not towards God. Everyone is out for themselves and feel like maybe they're trying to play some type of catch up from losing on last year. I'm in connection with Aurora, which is one of our major hospitals here, and they want to do a mental wellness kind of summit seminar is going to be virtually sometime at the end of the month that they're putting together just to check in with people and see how they're doing mentally. You know, I told her to title From Isolation to Population. Again, we've been in isolation for the last 12 months, and now we're kind of going back into the population of people. How well are we ready to adjust to going back into the population? So be on the lookout for that. So doing that, and again, doing a lot with the mental health, doing a lot with the police department, doing line with the a lot with the Office of Violence, because of course during that time a lot of the domestic violence and different things like that and abuse went up as well. So now we're just kind of, you know, the aftermath of a lot of things. We're just kind of trying to sort out and wondering how we can, you know, help after, but also preventative measures as well. So, again, didn't want to bring you down with that, but I want to help you to understand where I'm getting ready to go with this message that I'm going to bring to you tonight. Number one, which is not part of the message, but number one, please be aware of the people that you associate with and ask them how are they doing mentally, or people that you associate with and your family, ask them how is home life treating you, you know, for real, especially when it comes to the children. You know, how are you, you know, is everything okay? So make sure that you're doing those wellness checks. Make sure you're doing those mental wellness checks, those health checks, and those spiritual checks, because those people that weren't able to make it out to the church or to the church building, we don't know if they tuned in and was, you know, watching online. Did they get the spiritual feeding that they needed to get for the last 12 plus months? And so, again, we don't want a form of godliness, and some people may have gone over into form and kind of lost their spiritual focus. So just be mindful of all that, all the effects, you know, as they say, the side effects of, you know, the COVID virus. But this is one of the side effects of the COVID virus. Mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, it has taken a toll on people. So before we get started, let's start with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we thank you, and we praise you. God, I thank you for this time of sharing, and I thank you for this time of teaching and this time of growing that you have brought us together yet one more time from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North and to the South. You have gathered us together again, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just ask right now, Lord, that this message that you're going to be speaking through me be our wellness check, be our mental check, our emotional check, and our spiritual check. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to understand, Lord, what it is that you're still yet doing. Your hand is still mighty. Your hand is still yet strong. Your hand is still victorious. No matter what it is we hear, no matter what it is we see, you are still God, and we have to keep our trust in you, Lord. We keep our faith in you, Lord. We keep our eyes towards you, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our refuge, you are our banner, you are our help, you are our strong tower, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord, that you have kept us, and we thank you, Lord, that you're yet still keeping us, Lord, and putting a hedge of protection around each and every person. So God, I just bless you in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And so the title of today's message that I'm going to go into, and I'm take my time with it a little bit, but I want to be quick about it because I want to be able to talk to anybody that's on the line that want to share with me. But the title of the message is Stay Positive and Stay Out the Way. Stay positive and stay out the way. And we're going to come from the from James chapter 1. Verse 2 and 4, James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4. And the when you look at your Bible, sometimes it has different segments of the chapter with a title on it. And this one was titled Faith and Endurance. So James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4 says, Dear brothers and sisters, I forgot what version I put this in, but it says, Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. That's the staying positive. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let us grow. And that's the stay out of the way part. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. So let me read that again. So the first part is the stay positive part. Dear brothers and sisters, as we know in the King James Version, it says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. So that's the stay positive part. For you know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And when patience has its perfect work, again, that's your chance to grow. So that's, again, you staying out the way. Let the test do what it needs to do. So stay out of the way, because again, when you stay positive in it and stay out of the way, then you come out perfect, complete, needing nothing. So again, consider the opportunity again for great joy, staying positive, staying out the way. I always make myself an example when I teach, and this way you know that, you know, I'm partners with you in this fight while on this journey. And I was one who had moments of positivity, but what I lived in my heart and mind was negativity. So I had moments of positivity, but most of the time what I lived was in my heart and my mind was a lot of negativity. And it's interesting, I'm going to put a side note on that. The Lord spoke, not last night, but the other night, the word if. And I'm trying to have him bring back all to my remembrance everything that he said about it. But I remember the word if, and then in looking at the word if, you know, if always, you know, like he said, if my people were to call by my name. So he's always setting before us a choice when it's the word if. And the latter part, either the first part is his promise or the latter part is his promise. But it's always your side and God's side. When he uses the word if, it's, you know, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. So it's always a your part and his part whenever he uses the word if. But I'm saying that, so then today, you know, just still meditating on that word and seeing what God was going to open up, seeing if that was going to be the message for the day. I heard in my spirit, you can either choose if
towards the direction of fear, or if towards the direction of faith. Your if can either be fear or faith. And when you think about it, there's a lot of times in life where we, you know, that if was more so fear, because it was like, well, what if I would have did this, and what if I would have did that, or what if I would have not did this, or, you know, that it was always that negative side, that hesitational side, that fear side, you know, well, what if this happens, or what if that happens, or what if, you know, it's always that side. It's never the side of, if I do this, God is going to do that. If I stay in his will, God is going to make sure that there's a way out of this situation. We never look at it towards the faith side. We always look towards the negativity side. And so in saying that, you know, I had justifiable reasons as to why I could have stayed in the negative side. Again, you know, a lot of people got the same story. You know, your father probably walked out, or your mother was half there, or you were teased a lot in school. I know I was pregnant at an early age, one too many times, physically abused, you know, married, divorced, you know, lost jobs, different things like that. So there's a lot of things that happen in life that could keep us in the negativity. And there's a lot of things that can happen, that happens in life, that can keep us justifying why we want to more so stay on the side of fear than we do on the side of faith. The side that wants us to stay negative and don't want us to get, quote, hear me now, understand the word positive, but get the good out of the situation and be that, what they say, that dirt that we need in order to grow in faith. And so, again, I felt like I was justified in me having an attitude. You would have thought the more that I went through, the better my attitude would have become or changed. But it truly didn't. And so whatever your thing is, I'm telling you by the word where it is, that your heart has to count everything joy. Don't let it be your feelings, is what I'm trying to say. Don't let it be your feelings that count it joy, but your heart that counts it joy. Because your flesh, you're going to get in your feelings about a situation, but you have to override your flesh with what you know is in your heart, which is that goodness that's in your heart, which is which is Jesus that should be in your heart. So what has been happening, because I did not deal with my heart issues, when more tests and trials came, it got added to what was already there. So positive used to squeeze its way past the negative to try to come out. But by the time it got, you know, closely, you know, so say like I was trying to speak positive, but because I had so much negativity in me, when I tried to speak positive, it still would come out sounding negative. Because again, you can't put them two together and still not get negative. I always use the example of, you know, you can stand next to someone that, you know, probably doesn't smell too fresh, and you stand next to them for 30 seconds and walk away, you know, in 30 more seconds, you'll be smelling yourself thinking, is it you? Because it doesn't take that long for what doesn't smell fresh, or it doesn't take that long for what's negative to become now a part of you. And now that's all you know how that's all you know how to speak out. And that's what happens when you try to be positive. As soon as it brush up against anything negative in you, it comes out real wrong, real wrong. Okay. So with anything, you have to see that you have a problem, or you can see the problem through the word. When you're reading the word, you know, and I try to teach others the same way. When you're reading Matthew chapter 1, let's say verse 3, you have to be reading Valores chapter 1, verse 3, or Tasha chapter 1, verse 3, or Malcolm chapter 1, verse 3. You have to always put yourself in the Word of God in order to get the revelation for you. A lot of times, you know, just like they say in church, a preacher be preaching, and you sitting up there amening the loudest, but you be amening because you would hope sister so-and-so heard what he just said.
because you think that that word is for her, or you think that that word is for Brother Deacon or something. You amen, amen, because you want them to hear what the word is saying, but you're not sitting there receiving it yourself. Many times we do that when we read or when we're listening. Are we really absorbing and taking it into ourselves? And that's what happens when it comes to that negativity. That negativity doesn't want you to get any positive in it. Do you not know that negativity is the fight against anything good in your life? Have you ever had something good happen to you in your life and you had to sit there for a moment and process all the negative out as best as you can in order to wholeheartedly receive the good that just happened? Somebody walk up and give you a gift, or somebody walk up and do something nice for you. I mean, we have it so bad now where we first look at them and say, well, what's that for? What would you do this for? Well, why would you want to do that? And they sit up there looking like, I just wanted to do it. Why all the questions, you know? But you're so used to negativity that now everything has to have a purpose and a reason. You have to fully understand it in order for you to even receive it. By the time you even get through all the questions, your negative questions, I don't even want to give it to you now. Because now my heart was joyful in doing it for you. Now you done turned my heart into that same negative spirit that you got. Now I'm not even joyful in giving it to you or doing what I want to do for you. So you have to be mindful and you have to watch those things, you know, when it comes to, again, I'm relating this all to what we have gone through within the last year. Where truly is your heart and your mind? And again, I know life is, you know, it's not going to be a bunch of daisies and roses. There's going to be things that happen, but the word just told you to do what? Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Count it, stay positive, stay focused in what's going on, because God got you. That's the bottom line. I got there before I could get to the end of this message, because God got you. And that's the beauty of it. When you can, who on here is listening to me that think God don't have them? You have to know that God has got you. You have to rest in knowing that God has got you. You got to walk in it, talk in it, live in it, shout in it, praise in it. You got to do everything in knowing God got me. Whatever this is, God got me. Lost my job, God got me. I remember I told the manager that one time when I was working, I was on contract, and my contract was up, but they were really trying to get me in with the company, and my manager came to me, you know, in the office and stuff, and he just was so apologetic. He's like, then he just looked at me, he said, so what are you going to do now? I said, don't worry about it. God's got me. And I walked out, you know what I'm saying? I walked out with confidence. And guess what? Before I could even end that job, I had like another 45 days, I think. Before that job even fully ended, another job was already there. Because what? I walked in it. God's got it. It takes, listen, you can do it right now. You can call out that situation that you're going through right now and say, God's got it. Refrigerator going out, God's got it. Children acting up, God's got it. Lord Jesus, please, Lord, have this. You understand what I'm saying? Everything you have to do, because you have to begin to not go into that. And I'm tying both of the messages together. You can't go into that what if of fear. You got to go into that what if of promise. He said, those who put their trust in me, I will keep them in perfect peace. So I'm going to present before you. So which one you going to choose? So if I don't, then I'm going to go through all this drama, and I'm going to go through worry and anxiety and getting up in the middle of the night, pacing the floor, maybe just smoking up some cigarettes or this, that, and the other. But if I do, guess what? I don't even have to do that. I can go to sleep peacefully. I can wake up and know that God still got it and God still has the answers. Okay. Unforgiveness breeds negativity. So now I want to give you a few things that breeds negativity in our life. And always at the top of the list is always going to be unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. And the word is right. He said, if I don't forgive, he won't forgive me. Do we even remind ourselves of that? Because we're so going to God all the time saying, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me, please forgive me, Lord, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. Is he forgiving you because do you have unforgiveness towards other people? Unforgiveness, you still being mad, you know, at people. You still mad at your mother. You still mad at your father. You still mad at the kid's mother, the kid's daddy. You still mad at your best friend. Unforgiveness breeds negativity. You can be mad at something that just recently happened. It don't have to be that old, but something that recently happened and now you don't want to talk to the person. Now, I'm not saying that when you forgive a person, the relationship has to go back to the way that it was, but you do have to wholeheartedly forgive. And how you know that you forgive, you don't even have no emotions about the situation no more. I can sit up there and talk to you about how the kid's father abused me for many years, and I don't get an ill feeling about it no more. I don't forgive him. But if you talking about the story and all of a sudden you start revving up and your voice go about 2 octaves higher about the situation and that and that and that, yeah, you still need to work that one out. Because that's going to do is going to breed negativity. And that's what happened is that sometimes in isolated situations, things begin to stir back up in us that we didn't know still was in us. I was talking to my sister on today, and I've talked to her about it before, is that sometimes when you're alone with yourself, all of a sudden things start coming back to your mind that you thought you totally forgot about. And then all of a sudden you start, you know, thinking and pondering on that situation. And then all of a sudden now you back in the situation, and not back in it, but I'm saying you back as if you were there, remembering every detail of it. That's what isolation does for people sometimes. And that's why sometimes people are, you know, getting upset and kind of snapping out and things like that, because they're in their own mind and have things that have been unprocessed. We want to make sure that as soon as a situation comes, just like we talk about repentance, as soon as you have committed a sin against God, you are to repent. You're not to wait 24 hours, 48 hours, 15 weeks. You're supposed to repent as soon as you have done something, and be godly, wholeheartedly sorry. Don't just throw I'm sorry out there. But the same thing, as soon as a situation arises in your life, you have to cast your cares upon God. You can't sit up there and try to keep the situation for about 3 weeks and see if you can work it out. And then once you done tried to work it out and it done got worse than when it first started, now you want to give it to God? No, as soon as, okay, before they even finish talking, you are already praying. Well, I'm just calling to tell you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever they're about to say, Father, I give it to you. You need to start praying as soon as they start talking. I don't want that on me. You shouldn't want that on you. I was talking to a young lady, you know, and she was getting frustrated with life. And I said, you know, the thing is that when I look at you, and even during, you know, me, and, you know, being a close friend, you have been a human garbage can. People have come and dumped their emotions on you time after time. You have been so gracious to help. You have been a mighty counselor. You have been a friend. You have been a sister. You've been everybody come, and as soon as the phone ring is, you know, sister, this, friend, let me tell you, what should I do? And you have done that, and now all their garbage has caught up with you, and it's overwhelming you. Don't do that. Try your hardest. Or, you know, people can come and talk to you, but as they're talking, you're praying. Because guess what? I can't solve your problems. God has to solve your problems. You need somebody humanly that you can talk to get away. But I'm still going to point you to the same person I'm praying to about your situation. I'm going to point you to Jesus when you get done talking. Because what possibly can I do with the situation? So you have to forgive others. You have to forgive yourself. In order to make sure that you are living a positive life and an out-of-the-way life, because we're going to get to that part about staying out of the way. All right. So you will need, let me see where I'm at here. The word went on to give you examples if you need wisdom. You know, in the word it says if you need wisdom to ask of God, did you know that negativity speaks ignorance? Negativity speaks ignorance. It has no substance whatsoever. It has no truth to it. It has no bearing to it. It has nothing. What
tell me one benefit of somebody speaking negative. I'll wait. It has none. So why do we as God's children, why do we as brothers and sisters with Christ, why do we as kingdom citizens use words that have no benefit to either grow the person or us? The smartest people that talk through negativity sound, even the smartest people sound real dumb when they talk negative. Ooh, we already know that. I ain't going to bring it up, our former Mr. President. Smart, very smart man, but ooh, anyway, I used to say how people did not understand me. I figured out why, because I was not making sense. Negativity and smart don't go together. I used to always wonder that. Like, how is it that you understand me? What don't you understand what I'm saying? Because negativity don't make sense. I don't care how educated you are. All right? God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Enduring means staying positive and focused. I have been blessed. I have peace. I have more fun. I enjoy moments. I have friends who really love me and care. I had to stop worrying so much about and about focusing on the negative and begin to really start focusing on the positive. That's when my whole life changed. It's interesting. I'll tell you the truth. It took me 50 years, 49 years and some months to really understand how to really truly release the negativity in my life. I held it like it was a blanket of comfort for some odd reason. And I truly started last year really crying out to God, laying out before him and really giving him all these issues of my heart. I didn't care how small they were. If it was an issue to me, God was concerned about it. He is a God that he does not lie. We was looking at the birds the other day, and I said, and the word says that if he take care of those birds who just fly through the sky without a care in the world, how much more does he not care for me? He cares about the smallest issues that you have. And I started giving all that to God. I said, listen, you handle it. I can't do nothing with it. I haven't done nothing with it in the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of my life. I don't want this anymore. It has done nothing but hinder me, stop me, weigh me down. I don't want it anymore. Tell me, how do I rest in your love? Tell me, how do I truly have the peace of God that passes my own understanding? And guess what? I had to take a hard look on the inside and not point the fingers on the outside and say, you know what? I got some negativity in me, maybe because of a situation, but that situation no longer should be controlling me, nor should it change any of my actions or my attitude. I have a choice in that. So you have to understand that when negativity begins to come your way, begin to give that to God. When I got rid of the negative and accepted my tests and trials as they came, got out of the way what God was doing, only then did my blessings begin to flow. I truly began to use my pain for purpose. I truly began to process those things in my life and say, you know what? What did I learn out of this? What did I learn out of that? Because guess what? Remember, God already knew my life before I got here. That's a rest right there. That's a peaceful rest right there, to already know that God knew every step that you were going to take, every right step and every wrong step you was ever going to take in life, and he yet still kept you through them all. Why not rest in his peace and say, you know what, God, even in my wrong, you still was there. Thank you. Now, show me how to do right. Show me how to do better. Show me how to be better. Got to be able to leave some type of footprints in this earth. Got to be able to.
So this is the first time going through, you know, my heart issue that I've had peace. I even have peace. I didn't have the peace that I didn't have before. I had to go to the doctor on yesterday. And I've had this, had my surgery in July of last year. Y'all were with me. Thank you again. Y'all were with me when I had to go through that last major surgery. And the surgery was July 23rd. By mid-September, I felt a lump in the lower part of my abdomen. And the doctor didn't want to take a look at it. She just said it was just part of the healing. I went to another doctor. By that time, the whole side was in pain, kind of sort of say. So I really couldn't tell where the pain was coming from. And so that's when they did the ultrasound and found the kidney stone. Okay, fine. And so even after that, I think it was either December, I can't remember when it was, but I went to the urgent care because now I could feel the lump. And so then they was like, oh, it's just some scar tissue. It's, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, how did it get there? You know, I got all these questions. So can you imagine? So then yesterday, which was April, remember, I've been dealing with this since September. September to April, all this time, all I could do was to stay positive and not worry. The first time ever I've gone through something medical that I have not spazzed out. I have not tried to pre-diagnose myself, Google doctor myself, all those other things. I really rested in the peace of God. Even when it started to pain me and irritate me, I still went on as if it wasn't there. Because guess what? God knows it's there. He knows why it's there, where it came from, and what the full diagnosis is. What can I possibly do about sitting there worrying about it? So I went to the doctor yesterday, so it's either going to come back more so. I think she said she's going to call me for another test, but they think that it's a small hernia that's kind of, you know, up in there. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, now I got my answer. But before, not having an answer would have kind of freaked me out, but this time it didn't. And I'm only saying that is because I had to learn that. If you don't know me out of all, listen, one day I'll tell you all my health situations. Anything that comes against my health always knocks me off my square. Always used to knock me off my square. Always used to knock me off my prayer life and off my meditation and everything else. Always used to knock. This time I wasn't going to let it. I don't care what negativity you bring to me, devil. What negativity you try to block my blessings. I'm not giving in no more. I done lived 50 years. I'm trying to live the remainder of my years in peace and really see what the fullness of God can be and will be in my life. You got to listen. It's time for us to stand flat-footed and firm about this. You got to stay positive and you got to stay out of the way of what God is trying to do with your tests and trials. Yeah, I ain't, listen, if you ain't never heard it, rest in your test. Rest in your test, because on the other side, somebody, I was listening to somebody the other day that was talking about when Jesus told the disciples, you know, to go to the other side. When he told them, he already knew the storm was coming. He said, he still said, I'll meet you there. He didn't tell them, okay, when you start off, there's going to be a storm and you're going to see me walking on the water and then I'm going to get in the boat and we're going to go together. He just said, no, get in the boat and I'll see you on the other side. He already knows that the storm is in mind, y'all. And the thing was, and that's that if too, because Peter said, if you be Jesus, bid me to come to you. At least Peter left the open door for the option. I don't know fully, but if it is you, oh, I'm about to get happy off of that. I don't know what I'm going through right now, God, but if this is you, bid me to have some peace in it. Bid me to come out blessed in it. Bid me to come. And he gave him, what did he say? Peter said, bid me to come. Jesus gave him that one word he told him. He said, come. He didn't say, yeah, Peter, it's me. It is me, Jesus. Okay, so when you get out the boat, I'm going to need you to put your left foot down. I'm going to need you to stay focused looking at me. Don't look down at your feet. I need you to walk steady and slow. And he didn't say all that. Jesus said, okay, you trust me enough to know that it's me, so come. Because I got you when you get on the water. Ooh, okay, that's a preach right there. I'm going to leave that one alone. My Jesus. So I want you to stay positive. I want you to stay out of God's way and what he's doing, because right now what I see in a mighty way, or what I know in a mighty way, that there is a great return about to take place, a great return to true and living faith in Jesus Christ in the hearts, not of the ones that are sinners or the unrepented or the unsaved, of the saved. Because some of us realize now that, okay, I really haven't totally been doing this word like I should really be doing this word. Okay, I'm seeing some things now. I'm understanding some things now. I'm really getting this. Grace, mercy, God's love, I'm really getting this now. So there's going to be a great return that people are going to really grab hold of that word like they should grab hold of the word. And then you're going to see a change in your life like never before. We are going to be walking miracles, signs, and wonders on this earth. People are going to be now drawn back to Jesus. But he first got to get the ones that call on his name right. So stay positive and stay out of God's way when it comes to that. And I hope that I encourage you, if you want to get in on this conversation, dial 1. My heart just was in a couple of different places because of what I see and I know that is going on, not just outside of what I respond to, but also in my own heart, also in my own walk with God. And saying, man, this thing really, I'll be throwing stuff at God. Here, you can have that. I don't want that. You can have that. You can worry about that. I'm trying to stay over here in my calmness and my peace. And because of that, now you're able to, when you're in peace, do you know that you can see better? Your perspective is better. You have a wider view of really what God is doing in your life and what's really going on. You can make better decisions in peace. Who wants to make a decision at a split moment, with a gun pointed to their head? No, when you're in peace, you can make a better decision. There's a lot of things that you can do in the peace of God. There's a lot of things you can do in the love of God. My Jesus, there's a lot of things you can do in that as well. So dial 1 if you want to get in on this conversation. Again, I want you to stay encouraged and know that God got you for real. He truly do. And everything it is that you are going through, this, as they say, this ain't for the faint of heart. This is for the ones that really and truly want to stand bold. And sometimes in standing bold, you have to stand bold against your own family. You have to stand bold against your own friends. You have to stand bold at your job. You have to stand bold in a lot of places and saying, no, I'm a brand new me. I used to. I'm not doing that no more. And I'm just not saying used to in a bad thing. I used to let you dump your garbage on me. But you know what? Why don't you let me introduce you to prayer. Let us pray together. Let's get down on our knees so I can teach you how to do this, because you coming to tell me is not the same as going to tell Jesus, because I can't do nothing for you. It's very hard at times, especially when you're talking about your loved ones, but baby, I have to start directing you to the same person that has brought me out of situations and brought me through situations. I have to direct you to the same person. Good.
So, hey, Mr. Terry, how are you?
Oh, praise God, my sister. I am blessed, you know. I'm blessed just hearing you sharing this word tonight for us to just stay positive, because when we're trusting in God, no matter what, and you know what, when you started, Pastor Valoris, you started the broadcast off with a mental illness, and the Lord put on my spirit a while back to put that on there we put so much emphasis on COVID, and we're forgetting about mental illness. And I texted Pastor E the other day, and I said, Pastor E, we have to start back praying collectively for pulling back in these months. And like you said, every day something's on the news, the mind. So it's always what we pay our attention to, our focus. Like you said, keep our mind focused on Jesus. No matter what the circumstances of the world and no matter what our circumstances, this has been hard on me because I'm claustrophobic. And, you know, putting a mask on don't make it no better, but I just, like, get in my little space with him and just praise God and thank him. But good thing, Pastor Valora, stay positive. Stay positive. Go to him in prayers. Let it all out. Because, like you said, so many people are carrying so much in their bodies, in their souls, in their spirits. And so many don't know where to release it. They don't know to give it all to God because he cares for us. Well, I just have to let it go sometimes. I just let, Lord, he knows I struggle with these masks. But I always thank him because he's keeping me. You know, he's keeping me to just keep going. And he's keeping all of us to keep going, keep sharing Jesus no matter how we have to do it. And like you said, stay positive. If your health is failing, stay positive. Because you know what? When you got Jesus, everything is his will when you trust and believe in him. So I thank God, you know, for you coming on the second, third, that women speak now, Pastor Lord. And I'm just so grateful to hear that you're doing well. Because like you said, we've known your struggles. And I heard you say sometimes it takes away. It takes away when you should be doing more in his word and everything. And when you were saying that, I was thinking back, you know, when I got deeper into my relationship with him, it was a time I was so down I couldn't walk, eat, or talk. But I had conversations with him and only him. And you know what? That's why you got to trust God no matter how bleak the world circumstances. You got to just have your faith in him.
Yes,
faith in him
yes.
that if he brought us in this, he going to get us up. Praise God for you, my sister. And I love you. You keep sharing this, his word, you know, because it was touching my heart. I was just over here getting chills. But glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. That's what happens when the word goes forward.
Yes, indeed. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
I'm here. Listen, I definitely want to publicly apologize to the Now family. You had your celebration. I was on the road, and every time I try to keep trying to find time to try to jump in, I just couldn't. So I do apologize. I honor you for your Now Church California, for your milestone that you have made thus this far. And know that there is a blessing coming on the way from myself and Spirit and Truth Ministries to you in your ministry. That's most definitely. So I do celebrate you. I do honor you. I thank you
for
being my long distance brother and friend. And going with me through all this, and even this month is just hectic with training, but this is something I need to do because this city, but I'm praying that God will take me abroad with this as well, so I got to get it in.
Well, you know, and God's preparing you because, you know, it's going to be very vulnerable up there in the next couple of weeks, and I'm praying that the right decisions are made and justice is served. But if it doesn't, all hell's going to break loose up there. So we need you to be equipped, you and your husband and you and your team out there to be fully equipped and know we're praying with you and standing with you to know, you know, God is making this thing happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I know now just the different decisions that are being made, and we still don't even have a chief of police. Now, you know that's bad. We have a bunch of interims. They just keep switching. And so I'm like, y'all don't realize what y'all allowing to happen right now. They are just acting wild and out because they know that there is no order going on up here.
None.
So either, you know, and we're also too, we're before God in prayer, like, Lord, is there another city you want us to go to? As much
right.
as I want to stay here and want to help, I do want to live my last days, you know, in peace, you know, and just be able to teach the word and do some other things. But pray for us. I thank you all for your prayers, because, again, you know, I responded to infant deaths. I think we have 3 infant deaths this month already. What's going, you know what I'm saying? It's not just one thing. It's
right.
everything. It's everything. We had between January and February, that was the wrong number for homicides. I forgot. It was 169 drug overdoses that led to death.
Right.
169. Wisconsin is the highest for drug overdoses. And I'm thinking myself, what is y'all smoking? Good Jesus have mercy. And most yeah. of the thing is that everybody will think that it's not going to happen to them. Oh, it happened
yeah,
to them. Oh, I can
synthetic
handle it.
Now. You know, it's crazy because everything is synthetic. And, I mean, look at DMX. DMX had been clean almost
DMX.
A year. He relapsed one night, and the stuff he was using was so fake that he was without oxygen for over an hour, and his brain dead right now. So what's out there is just really not healthy. I mean, drugs are never healthy, but what I mean is that everything's synthetic, everything is genetic, everything is fake right now,
mm-hmm.
and we all have to be a little bit more careful.
We, as far as him relapsing, men and women of God that are listening to us, please understand how near that line is for you to relapse on whatever it was your addiction was. It don't have
right.
to be drugs. It could be alcohol. It could have been sex. It could have been shopping. It could have been that line is still following you and trying to stay that close to you, that as soon as a problem, a situation, or anything rise, it's going to be right there like, oh, I know where to find it. You know, because I remember the time when I realized, I didn't know where to get drugs, but as soon as I thought about it, they appeared out of nowhere.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh.
Oh, like, don't say you quit. Don't say you quit, because everybody wouldn't give it to you, show up.
I know.
That's
so
right.
in this time, and so what I'm trying to say in this time, if you're finding yourself that you are down, that you are, you know, depressed, that you are struggling, you know, with the isolation and other things, please reach out to somebody. Don't go to those things of comfort, because like Pastor E said, they're not real anymore. It's coming to trap you. I always say that devil wants to get that opportunity to kill you, and he for sure will if you go back.
That is so right. That is so right. Come on, let's see if anybody else out there. The board is locked this evening. Dial 1 if you want to get in this conversation with Pastor Valores. What a word that has always goes forward, and the time that we enjoy spending together here and just fellowshipping in the word. Come on, get in the conversation. I knew Pastor Anthony, that 414 area code make y'all just so tight and just so linked.
Yes.
Pastor Anthony, come on in, bro. Area code 414, last 47248. Probably got yourself muted, Pastor. Hit 1.
Amen. I have myself muted. Praise the Lord, everybody. Well, it's good to hear from everybody. Pastor Valores, congratulations on the marriage. I kind of caught the end of it, you know, and I just want to say hello to everybody, to the pastor as well. But one thing you said is very important, getting the people to go to the Lord for themselves. And I like what you said, you know, you can't do for them what we can't do for them, what God can. And that's one thing that I stress, you know, people always want you to pray for them, which is nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we want to try to get them to a point where they can go to God themselves, you know, and that's what they need to do. And even in the last few minutes of your conversation, you know, you and Minister Terry, you touched on a lot with the mental health and, you know, these are just praying times, and we have to come together and pray. Because much much prayer is needed, especially in the city of Milwaukee, and we just have to come together and pray and keep sharing the gospel. But I'm thankful for just a few minutes that I did catch now, because this was the Lord. Because I don't like to get on anything late. You know, I said I'm not going on, and I was just sitting here, and then the Lord just started dealing with me. I said, well, let me get on and catch these last few minutes. And within those few minutes, you know, I was even encouraging myself. So, you know, but I thank God for you, and you know, keep pressing forward. And I know you've been ribbing and running, but make sure you get you some rest too.
I know. I was just talking to my husband about that today, about balance. You know, I told him, I said, I'm having to learn balance, you know, because there is, you know, so much going on, and I know rest is definitely important. And y'all know, like, by now I will be in the bed sleep. We start at 3 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, learning that balance is also something that we as, especially as leaders, really need to make sure that we learn, to make sure that everyone has the proper time and attention, and we're being effective. You know, like I was telling him, I said, everything that I do, even from cleaning to cooking or ministering, I want to make sure I do it effectively and not half-heartedly. There is no results in half-heartedness. Only when you give your all to what you need to give at that moment will you be effective.
That'll preach right there.
You go right ahead, Pastor Lucky. You can go ahead and preach that one.
He said, hey, come on in. Amen. Anybody else out there want to get in the conversation? I know the word has gotten us all fired up this evening, but we also want to hear from you if you have a question, a comment, or just a praise report. But for that one person out there that doesn't even know why you're here, you don't even know the Lord is your personal Savior, but you've heard some things that are encouraging you to say you want to know more, please dial one. That's why we're here, for the one that is lost, that is unsaved, that we could give you a word of encouragement to tell you we are just like you. Even though we're not sinners today, we used to be, because we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but you can be saved, you can be sanctified, and you can be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight if you dial one. Come on in.
Amen. I like
Amen.
How you said
everybody,
that.
Everybody must be saved. And if you not call us later at any one of us at any time, and we'll definitely get you a starter kit, get you going right now. Go ahead and pray us out of here, woman of God. Thank you so much again.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word, staying positive and staying out the way, to count it all joy, Lord, when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of those temptations and tests worketh our faith and worketh our patience, God. And so, Lord, right now, we just want to cast all of our cares upon you, Lord. We just want to give you this and that and that and this and yes and that too, Lord. We're going to start casting all of our cares and concerns upon you, oh Father, so we can truly walk in your promise of peace, walk in your promise of love, walk in your promise of the hedge of protection that you have for us, to walk in all your promises, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If we be obedient to your word, Lord, which says to cast, which says to rest, which says, Father, in the name of Jesus, that long as we keep our eyes stayed on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. So, Lord, it still is an everyday choice that we need to make. So I ask, Father, right now that you put it down in the hearts and minds of your listeners right now, Lord, that it's an everyday choice that we're going to walk in the fullness of you. We're going to walk in the promises of you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to walk in positivity, and anything that negative that comes our way, Lord, we're going to tell you to take that too. Anything that negative that comes, or any negative person that comes, Lord, we're going to lead them directly to you, oh Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, if any seeds of negativity have been planted in us, uproot that right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, create in us a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. We can't be lukewarm, oh God. We have to be hot or cold, Lord. We can't be positive and negative. We can't have bitter and sweet come out the same mouth, Lord. We have to choose one each and every day, Lord. We always are going to choose you. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless my brothers and sisters abroad. Continue to bless the Now Network, the Now Church California, and Pastor E. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But remember what she started out with. This is open door season. Come on in.